Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
We're back. It's 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for being with me. That's a little Richie Valens. Bringing this back, his mama named him Richie Valenzuela, Ricardo Valenzuela, but he changed it to Richie Valens when he became a rock star. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. I hope you'll go there and use it to your advantage. Don't forget to check out the video right there on the homepage. Every week we're putting up a different one, but you can also check out my YouTube channel, youtube.com/Jim Blasingame. And when you're at my site, don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter and take the poll question. We have a different one every week. We want to know what you think. Having a great visit with our good friend Pat Sigmund. Pat is the author of Six Steps to Creating Profit. She is the founder of LPS Consulting, and she helps people get more business using technology, using marketing tools and best practices. And, Pat, we were just talking about how the standards seem to be changing for what's acceptable to capture a suspect. I'm going to call them suspects. And when I was learning how to sell, you know, there were three kinds of people in the world. You had a customer who gave you money, and from a customer, you got a customer from prospects who were qualified, people you qualified, and those people you qualified began as suspects. And they were just somebody you didn't know, somebody you just met. You didn't know if they were qualified or not. Then you qualified them into prospects, and they became customers. So these are suspects. They show up on your website. In the old days, meaning like day before yesterday, probably, Pat, if you had a newsletter, as I do, you only sent, even though I could capture your email if you came to my website. I don't send you anything unless you tell me I have permission to do that. That's the old way of doing business. Those standards are eroding a little bit these days, aren't they?
Yeah, they are. And I, you know, if you watch, we all see it. You go to Amazon and you look around, and then you happen to get a bunch of emails from Amazon.
Right.
You go to
or somebody Amazon knows.
Yeah, that's what goes on. I mean, I'm not exploring that type of behavior. It's more qualified than that,
and good.
A lot of inbound marketing is more about getting you to raise your hand and get you to wave at me instead of me grabbing you and then treating you, because we want people to come knock on the door and say, I'm ready, I want you. Now, how do they do that?
Now, when you say inbound marketing, tell us what you – define that for us.
Okay, there's lots of definitions, but really it's people coming to you. That's what you want. You want to be out there so often that people are actually coming in your door. They're coming to you. They're knocking on your door. They're calling you. And how do you make that happen? Today, the way that you're making it happen is by putting so much information out there for people so that if they're interested in your topic, they're going to be downloading your white papers. They're going to be coming to your WebExes. They're going to be reading your newsletter, signing up on Facebook, doing all those things that everyone's putting out there, maybe sloppily. People seem to be throwing everything out there, not knowing how to tie it all together with a bow. But at the end of the day, you want to be wasting your time, if you want to call it, doing all of these things so that the people that are looking for your service and your product find you. And when they find you in the middle of the night or at the spur of the moment, when they're most interested in finding that information, you want to give them the easiest way possible to click to you, to tell you they want you, to tell you they're interested, even if it's not that I'm going to be buying today or using you today, so that you can then market to them, nurture them, and get them to be a customer.
Which
so you want to turn them into the prospect.
Includes getting them to let you send them some information so that they can...
Let you send them...
By email knowing how to find you on Twitter, following you on Twitter, or it could
following
be,
or sign up for my newsletter,
or it could be having a mobile app or a mobile website or something. It's all about relevance, isn't it? Isn't that the key these days? That's
it's all about content. It's about putting content out there that's of interest to your prospective clients, and that they keep reading your content. They get to think of you as an expert, and today. supposedly the client will have already researched everything before they come to you.
Right.
They'll have read all this material.
They already know a lot of what they don't need you to tell them about your product so much as just how to put the deal together.
Exactly. And years ago, you would be the first stop.
When I was in sales many, many decades ago, I was my customer's internet. I educated them on everything they needed to know.
Yeah.
And today now, that's the internet does that.
The internet does that. They're getting all this information. They're coming to you thinking they know all the answers already. And and you want to be the one giving them the answers.
Mm-hmm.
Yesterday I was talking to accountants on WebEx about accountants that wanted to attract software companies for clients.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so these accountants want to acquire clients who are in the software industry. And I was telling the accountants that they have to become experts. They can't just go say, I want you.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they have to learn about the sales tax problems that software companies face and about labor out of the country and outsourcing and maintenance contracts and all the things that a software company has to know about.
Mm-hmm.
A software company doesn't want to call the accountant who doesn't know anything and pay him for 4 days of research time. They want an answer. So you want to be the expert in your field, and the only way to let people know that you're the expert is to put a lot of content out there that's going to be of interest to them and have them knock on your door.
Right, right. Well, and as you said earlier, when they already know a lot about what's going on, they already know a lot about your product, what they're looking for now is somebody that they believe can take them to the next level, and that's where this content that Pat's talking about, when they read your content, that it shows them that you're the person as opposed to the other person who didn't put anything out there. And this is back to what I said earlier, folks. This is not so much about being competitive. It's about being relevant. Tintail, right back with Pat Sigmund. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.